shouldn't have to explain it. It gets crazy here. We're up in Nerdmania. That's right, brother. Shouldn't have to explain it. It gets crazy here when you're up in Nerdmania. Ooh yeah, brother. Shouldn't have to explain it. It gets crazy here. We're up in Nerdmania. Ooh yeah. Chuck Spears, GB, and Ryan Eek. Welcome you to Nerdmania. Oh yeah. And you know that we are the cream of the crop, yeah, and you don't stop. Ryan Eek, GB, and Chuck Spears are repping Nerdmania. Saw what you were thinking before the words came in. One of us is crazy, the other one a little crazier. We talk about books, assemble with a stapler. Movies, music, and television shows. Ryan Eek knows all about wrestling pros. Chuck Spears is a rapper and dabbles in graphics. We talk about new stuff and go back to the classics. GB could tell you all about Lone Wolf and Cub. Think of us as your all-in-one nerd culture club. Waiting on a Superman flip with Dark Side of Brainiac. You are now rocking with some real nerd maniacs. Ooh yeah, brother, shouldn't have to explain it. It gets crazy here. We're up in Nerdmania. That's right, brother, shouldn't have to explain it. It gets crazy here when you're up in Nerdmania.
What up, y'all? It's Chuck Spears with the Nerdmania Podcast. This is the Enjoyed It or Avoided Review of Transformers Age of Extinction. A little bit about the movie. It's directed by Michael Bay. Stars Mark Wahlberg, Stanley Tucci, Kelsey Grammer, Nicola Peltz, Katara from The Last Airbender, Jack Rayner, some dude. With the voices of Peter Cullen as Optimus Prime, Frank Welker as Galvatron, John Goodman as Hound, Ken Watanabe as, as a robot that I've never heard of, and Bender, a.k.a. John DiMaggio, playing a British robot called Corsair. This installment of Transformers is a follow-up to Dark of the Moon and focuses on the destruction the Transformers on both sides leveled on Chicago. The Transformers are being hunted by Cemetery Wynn, a covert government agency led by Kelsey Grammer and aided by his Transformer asset Lockdown. The government thinks they are hunting only the evil Decepticons, but they are secretly only looking for Optimus Prime and his Autobot brethren. A down-on-his-luck inventor from Texas, played by Marky Mark, gets swept up in the story because he finds an old beat-up junk truck that he's planning on stripping down to sell for parts. Upon discovering that this secretly Autobot leader Optimus Prime, he and his entire family are hunted because they know the truth about Cemetery Wynn, but not the whole truth. That's the basic synopsis of the movie, according to what I could pick up from it. Alright, so yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say that I enjoyed this movie. And here's why. Here are some highlights. Love it or hate it, Bay is always there for that controversy, and he has the two stereotype robots, once again, three if you count the little weird machine robot that's been in the last two movies that hams it up in a niggardly way. But he has power hitter Ken Watanabe playing Drift, who was a samurai for some reason, and some irritable cockney fellow played by Bender, called Crosshair or Crossfire. So that was interesting to see robots, but my favorite of the robots was Hound, played by John Goodman. He was just so hood with it, to coin a phrase. What else about the movie that I enjoyed was Marky Mark is playing a brilliant inventor from Texas. He doesn't try to affect the Texas accent. He sounds like Marky Mark, and he's, I don't know, that sounded more like Christopher Walken, but whatever, it might as well have been him. So yeah, he's not generally somebody you see as an intelligent person in a movie. I mean, he's street smart and wise, but not a genius, so, you know, that's weird. And the girl from The Last Airbender, Katara, is playing his daughter. I mean, she grew up looking all right. I guess she's the eye candy for the movie, replacing Megan Fox. In a twist, Megan Fox's character, Michaela, was the daughter of a mechanic, and Marky Mark is kind of a mechanic in this movie. And her boyfriend is a stunt car driver, a funny car driver, whatever. And he does stuff, but I've never heard of this guy. And I don't know that this is a career-making movie for the dude, because he's really underutilized. It's just quips back and forth about how he's banging Marky Mark's daughter, which is endearing to audiences? Question mark. Oh, and he also has a shady surfer dude, best friend. Marky Mark has this best friend who tells the government about the Optimus Prime in the garage, which brings Cemetery Wind, Dead Funk, as I like to call him, in and gets his family caught up in all this trouble. Another interesting thing about the movie that I liked is that they had the balls to call an element Transformium. Some unearthly element that the Transformers are made of is called Transformium in the movie several dozen times. It tickles me. It just tickles. Another highlight of the film is another seasoned veteran actor, Stanley Tucci, clowning it up as though he's acting like this is the only check he's ever going to get. Oh, he's chewing that scenery more, even the Transformium, he's chewing it all up. And while Stanley Tucci is hamming it up so hard, you got Kelsey Grammer playing it straight edge, like this is a real movie that... It's a real movie, but playing it like it's not a movie that's made to sell toys. He is playing it straight up hardcore. I don't know what's going on. And, Katara gets abducted when Lockdown actually traps Optimus Prime and takes him on the spaceship. And the spaceship, Lockdown is some kind of Transformer. It's not explained exactly what he is. He seems to be some side of a robot bounty hunter that transforms into a Lamborghini. So I guess he is a Transformer, but he doesn't seem to be on the side of the Autobots or the Decepticons. He's with the Masters or Creators or whatever they're called. It's not explained super well, but I guess we'll get that in the follow-up movie. I'll get to that at the end. And, on his spaceship, he has some robot wolves that make me think of Ravage a little bit, but they look kind of like wargs. I don't know what they are, but wolves, robot wolves that don't transform. And then the Dinobots. That is the major highlight of the movie. That's what they push in all of the trailers, but what you never, ever see until the last 20 minutes of the movie. And they are like the Decepticons in the earlier installments of the films. They have no voices or personalities of their own, just distinctive looks. And Optimus calls them, he beats their ass and calls them noble warriors to get them to fight on his side because his guys are pinned down in China. A bulk of this movie takes place in China. And that's pretty good. We got Galvatron in this movie by name, but he looks just like Megatron. And the thing about it that confuses me is how Lockdown seems to turn into the plasma cannon that Galvatron is. It just seems like they have some idea of what the franchise is about, what the original series is about from my childhood, but just jumble it all together in a blender. But it was a fun movie to watch. So if I have to say to either avoid it or if I enjoyed it, I say I enjoyed it. I recommend you see it at a matinee. I don't think 3D is necessary. Before I forget, Optimus Prime somehow gets a jetpack and flies into space at the end of the movie to track down the Masters that try to capture him. He flies into space and just makes a really weird speech that he is chock full of and known for in this franchise. So yeah, that's how it ends. Optimus on a jetpack in space. We'll be right back.